9:06. I'm still not weighing in with anything on this, but in terms of a belief or an opinion, but evidence seems to be suggesting more strongly now that the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 may have landed, as Jason has argued all along. I'm still not. I have no opinion because we just don't have the facts. But this is now, I mean, to me, officially one of the greatest mysteries, not just aviation mystery, but mysteries of all time. It could be far, far from where it was originally believed to have disappeared. There is new evidence of potential foul play. It's just, and it's interesting all the gaps in data that were available, that were not actuated. That you know, we have the pings from the engines, but there was potentially data-rich material that wasn't being received. Malaysia Airlines didn't buy the package. Now, so the if you will, the naked ping to the satellite was there, but it's just. How would I describe it? Okay, imagine if your router at home was working and sending a radio signal to your iPad or your laptop, but your internet was down. Okay? So you're getting nice bars that you've got a wireless signal, but there's no data. It was kind of like that. But at least you know your router was working. In this case, the router is on the jet engines. It's a mind-boggling story. We'll try to get to it. I'm sure we'll spend some time on it. Speaking of mind-boggling, I want to start here. This is an amazing, I think, amazing story. There is a word for environmentalist crazies. I mean, you can say a phrase and you basically understand what the person's position on environment is, that Mother Nature comes before mankind. That phrase would be tree hugger. If you knew what it was, didn't you, Jason? Oh, yeah. If you say tree hugger, you know what type of person you're talking about. They will chain themselves to a tree before, you know, to stop the bulldozers because there is nothing more important than saving a tree. Development should never knock down a tree because you can never put that tree back up. Now, you can plant another tree, but it won't be that magnificent. It's usually redwoods or some other, and I'll use the word magnificent. They are magnificent trees. So here's one such story. In California, there is, and who knew this existed, an albino redwood. I didn't know there was such a thing. I can't think of it now. The park, in the San Francisco Bay Area. We visited the redwoods. It's incredible. I mean, it was one of our favorite days there. They are majestic. They're magical. They really are. So this is an albino. It is one of the rarest trees on Earth. It stands 52 feet tall, has a mix of green and white leaves. It has two separate genomes mashed together. It's a mosaic of tissues, says Emily Burns, science director at Save the Redwoods League in San Francisco. There is a development project that could have this tree cut down. When I say it's rare, does this report have it? I thought I saw somewhere where there are less than a dozen in the world. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this tree should be cut down. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not. And I think a tree that could, you know, that can be replaced with another tree, I've just always scoffed at that. Now, they're going to take tissue from this tree and hope to plant another albino tree with it, but they don't know that that's going to work. Well, what are you, with the tree huggers this time? No, I'm just saying, if there was, well, kind of. I mean, if there was ever a case for one, I think this is it. This is rare, and there are only so many. I mean, I don't have it in this story. I thought I thought I saw somewhere that there was about a dozen of them in the world, so I'm not going to say I'm exactly right on that. Let me see. I can't find that in this story, but that's what I... Okay, no, this one says more. Reuters reported there are as few as 200 albino redwood specimens, all of them in California. So you would expect this to be fertile ground for TV stations out in California, right? That you'd have the people out there going nuts and they'd be chained to this tree and you can't cut down this tree. That's not happening. Well, in fact, the only people talking about this is the science director at Save the Redwoods League. Some Northern California preservationists are fighting to keep the rare albino redwood. But beyond that, there isn't much. Jason said, well, where are the tree huggers? What's going on? Jason says, what, are they putting up a smoke shop? Is that why they're not complaining? Oh, no. No, Jason. It needs to be cut down for high-speed commuter rail, you see. Yeah, nah. Oh, wait a minute. Well, you want to talk about the ultimate dilemma. There's an ethnic joke that I can't tell on the air, but it's similar to this, that this is quite a dilemma. That you, any other time, just that it would be a redwood would be enough. You can't cut down a redwood if it were for, let's take the obvious one, if it were for a Walmart. And now imagine what the environmental lefties would be doing if this was for Walmart to cut down this albino tree. I'm not exaggerating. I bet you there would be 10,000 people there by now because you would have a corroboration between the Walmart haters and the tree huggers. That's that. Oh, yeah. Jason says they would be tied. It's a 52-foot tree. They'd be tied right at the top. All the way down. There would be lefties, Walmart haters, and tree huggers all the way down. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There would be thousands of them. You're not cutting down this tree for a Walmart. This is a crime against Mother Nature. This is a crime. It's just a crime. That's what you would be hearing. You're not really hearing that. You're hearing it a little bit, but you're not really hearing that. Well, not for commuter rail. Because this one rare tree, by the way, yeah, there is another report that says it's far fewer than 200. But even if it's 200 in all the world, I mean, now, I'll be honest, I would be conflicted. If it were for commercial development, is there some way you can salvage this tree? This is rare. Can you somehow build around it? Where this separates from what tree huggers usually do is they defend a tree that can be relatively easily replaced over time. This one can't. It can't. They don't care. Well, because commuter rail is green, man. Defending a tree sounds so hilarious. Well, I know. But you kind of agree with me on this, Jason, don't you? Yeah, that's... Well... That it's different. In other words, let me put it this way, that you wouldn't be crazy to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, there aren't many of these in the world. And when something truly is endangered, I do have a different perspective on it. The whole Endangered Species Act, when it comes to plant and animals, has been so corrupted. So it's not really things that are endangered. That's the problem. Hey, I want to do something in about a minute here. My daughter is spring break for UW-Eau Claire is next week. She is traveling for spring break, but not to beaches and that sort of thing. She is part of a group that's making a pilgrimage to all of the major civil rights locations in the civil rights fight. They're going to Selma, Alabama. They're going to visit Central High at Little Rock, Arkansas, where Eisenhower had to send the National Guard in to segregate it. They are visiting the Baptist church that wasn't open in Atlanta. Now, there's the huge Ebenezer Baptist Church now, the mega church. But across the street, there's the small Ebenezer. It was closed for renovations when we were in Atlanta, my wife and I, a couple of years ago. She's going to get to see that. And it ends in Memphis, the location where Martin Luther King Jr. was shot. She is, I talked to her on the phone last night. She's so excited. Starts in Atlanta. They also, and now she's very excited to see all of these civil rights iconic locations. But she's not lying. They also go to New Orleans. We took her to New Orleans on a family vacation when she was like a freshman in high school. She's really excited to get back to New Orleans. You know, I said, you know what? That's okay. You can be okay with wanting to go to the, what's the name of that cafe where they have the beignets? I can't think of it right now, but she's going to go back there. Cafe something, I can't think of it now. Anyway, but I really am envious of her. That, I mean, those are, it's just a great, great experience. And the civil rights movement, something very important to her. You know, I've taught her a lot about it. And I actually am very envious of her. All right, in 5 minutes, there is what I think is a stunning story going on in Wisconsin right now. You're being beaten by two men with a baseball bat. You legally conceal carry and you shoot them both and you're charged with murder? Yes, it's going on right now. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes, 9:18.